Welcome back. Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Georgia. Georgia has a lieutenant governor named Jeff Duncan. Jeff Duncan, young guy, up-and-comer, conservative, right-wing, got himself elected statewide in Georgia. You know, the fact that Ossoff and Warnock won statewide in Georgia to the Senate is because, A, they're outstanding candidates, and B, Trump actually stunk that thing up down there, shouting that it was going to be a fraud, don't vote, and all this. And he discombobulated everybody. But basically, the governor, Kemp, is a Republican. Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan's a Republican. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is a Republican. So, hardcore Republican, this guy Jeff Duncan, except for one thing. During the whole dust-up with Trump, ever since the election, and Duncan supported Trump, voted for him, when Trump kept saying, well, it's a crooked election, I was robbed, and everyone, Jeff Duncan just very reasonably and firmly and consistently said, that's wrong. That election was not stolen. It was not fraudulent. It was not corrupt. We did, what, 3 recounts, one of them by hand? By hand, millions of ballots, by hand. Joe Biden won by about 14,000 votes, and that's just the way it is. So I'm a Republican, I'm conservative, but I believe in democracy, and I believed in America before party. For saying that, he's not going to run again. He got a torrent of abuse from the Republican Party in Georgia, from the leadership, from people writing in, social media attacking him. There's a sickness in the Republican Party. There's a sickness in the country right now that is equating lying about the election and loyalty to Trump with being a good Republican. And the reason why that is dangerous, I'm a Democrat, but you can't have one party rule. If suddenly somebody tomorrow said, Matt, if you snap your fingers, there'll only be the Democratic Party, I'd say no. Mexico is ruled by one party for something like 40 or 50 years, and it hurt the country. You have got to have advocacy. You can't have jury trials with only one lawyer arguing. You cannot have jury trials with only one lawyer arguing. If you want to get at the truth, you have to have the give and take. You have to have direct examination and cross-examination. You have to have opening statements and closing statements by both parties. Jury sits back and decides. The electorate is a jury of about 100 and almost 160 million people. That's a big jury. It's a big jury. But you can't fool all the people all the time. And so a guy like Jeff Duncan, I wish him well. I hope that Jeff Duncan revives in the Republican Party, actually revives the Republican Party. So we hear about people like Mitt Romney. We hear about people like Liz Cheney, or Lisa Murkowski, or people like that, Adam Kinzinger in Illinois, who are Republicans and conservative. But they're stand-up people for the Constitution. But they're prominent. They're well-known. What's starting to surface now is people who are not as well known. The Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, Jeff Duncan, the Maricopa County Elections Commissioners, and the recorder down there. These are people who are not well known, who are standing tall at considerable expense. I mean, if you're a young guy like Duncan with a great future ahead and you're already Lieutenant Governor, it took a lot for him to do what he did. He could have sucked along, kept quiet, mouthed a few pieties. That's what he could have done. He didn't do it. He did not do it. And good for him. And there were election commissioners, Republicans in Philadelphia and in Michigan especially, where the statewide commission was 3 Democrats, 3 Republicans. And if they had split 3-3, they very likely would not have certified the vote statewide, and certainly not in Detroit. And one of them just said, no, I'm certifying these. And that's what did it. He got death threats, and he was replaced on the commission by the state legislature, the state Senate, by the head of it, gerrymandered Senate. These are the people who welcome their insurrectionists. Remember, there are people roaming around their capital with guns. It wasn't as bad as the January 6th insurrection in Washington, but there are people menacing legislators. And, you know, you think of Michigan, I think of Michigan. I've been to Michigan. I've skied up in the Porcupine Mountains. I've gone over Lake Michigan to Michigan, vacationed over there, been to Detroit, Ann Arbor, all over. Great state. I always looked on it as Wisconsin, kind of like Wisconsin. I mean, you know, the UP comes down and basically is northern Wisconsin. But I do not understand how they can have gotten so weird politically over there. And then I start thinking, that's the pot calling the kettle black. How about Robin Voss? Right? How about Scott Walker? How about the guys who were going to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer? Yeah, they were from Michigan, but a couple from Wisconsin. And they were going to kidnap her and bring her to Wisconsin in a cabin, all tied up, have control over her. So before I get on my high horse about Wisconsin, and I am on my high horse about Wisconsin, no better state, no better place in the universe to live. Let's start examining ourselves. But anyway, the message to all this is there is a terrific junior varsity, second team infrastructure of people who are not Mitt Romney, not Liz Cheney, not Adam Kinzinger, not Lisa Murkowski, aren't fancy, aren't on national TV all the time, who are quietly taking stands in Jeff Duncan. Jeff Duncan is one of them. Jeff Duncan, Lieutenant Governor of Georgia. Now, how they're going to accomplish this revival of the Republican Party, the jury is still out on that. How do you do it? I mean, what he could do is run for governor. He's not going to run for governor. Kemp, this is beyond belief. Kemp, the Republican down there, is more Trumpy than Jeff Duncan, Lieutenant Governor. Kemp mercilessly sucked up to Trump, mercilessly said terrible things. But the one thing he wouldn't do is Trump demanded that he, as governor, stop the certification of the Georgia vote. And Kemp said, well, I have no right to do that under the law. Just like Mike Pence, Trump said, well, I want you to reject, just you, the vice president, the certification from 50 states, governors, secretaries of state, most of them Republicans. I want you to just do that and declare, get up on your hind legs in the Congress and declare that I'm still president and you're still vice president. Pence said, well, I can't do that. For that, they tried to hang Pence. Trump said, oh, well, they went up there looking for him, and Kemp gets death threats. And he tried to suck up to Trump and he gets death threats. So I think the people with integrity, the Jeff Duncans, people like that, the Maricopa County election people, the fellow in Michigan who certified the results and paid for it with his position, he's also a Republican, designated election official in Philly, Philadelphia, did the same thing. They're the quiet heroes in all this. They're the quiet heroes. In this state, we had three Republican Supreme Court justices who voted to overturn the Wisconsin election. Voss would have overturned the Wisconsin election. One of our election commissioners in Wisconsin was one of the fake electors for Trump. So if you think this hasn't spread to Wisconsin, you're dead wrong. Be very vigilant, very, very vigilant. Going to a break, the lines are still open, 844-967-2789, a lot more back after the break.